thank God for this next song because it really expresses that same mood of worshiping God without holding back. And I'd like to play it for you now. It's called All My Might. Thank you.
Just act like y'all know the song tonight. Is that all right? Why don't you stand up?
Strong tower, the righteous running. us a triumph. We learn it's good. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna run
with fire.
With fire. The good news. The good news of the gospel I will speak. I'm gonna fly in the spirit. In the spirit. I'm soaring. I'm soaring for the mountains of
to be obedient to God, huh? Somebody say, we're here to help you. Tell somebody, Jesus gave me something to shout about, and I'm glad about it. Say, I'm glad about it. Well, Jesus gave me something to shout about. When he washed me, cleansed me, turned me inside out. Then I joined. Something
many walls befriends me, turn me inside out. Now there's joy in my soul, since his blindness made me whole. Jesus gave me something to shout about.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. How many came to get blessed tonight? Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Thank you. gather in one place.
Gather in one place. Hearts in one accord.
Lifting up your praise.
Lifting up our praise
to the Lord.
invite your presence, Lord. Mighty rain, come in this place. Yeah, yeah. Oh, mighty rain. Mighty rain. Oh.
God.
Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God. 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 Don't be quiet. Shout out to God. He'll hear you when you call. Shout out to God. 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 Praise the Lord. Shout out to God. Gotta praise, angels can't sing, no they can't, hallelujah, I've gotta shout, yeah, still the enemy, shout out to God, shout out to God, shout out to God, I'ma leave it alone, hey, shout out to God, shout out to God, shout out to God, he'll bless you, you shout. You work it out. Before you shout, you work it out. He's working it out. How many believe God can do it right now? Hey! You work it out. Get together. Let's get ready to bless the Lord. Amen. Get ready to bless Jesus. How many believe you got the victory? How many believe you got the victory? How many want to make the devil real man right now? How many want to make the devil real man right now? I dare you just to get together. I'm going to count to three, and I dare you just to shout and give God your craziest praise. Is that all right? Everybody leave it alone. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, look at somebody and say, I'm one of those that got the breakthrough. Say, I'm one of them. Ready? Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, give God praise. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, let them praise God. Let them praise God. Devil's after your praise, but you don't have to let him have it. You don't have to let him have it. You don't have to let him have it. You can have the victory right now. You can have the victory right now. Somebody knows what to do. Somebody knows what to do. How many you know what to do? to get the devil back for trying to steal your praise? How many want to get the devil back for trying to steal your praise? How many want to get him back for trying to steal your praise? I want you to find somebody and serve them notice. Look at somebody and serve them notice. Say, excuse me, I'm about to praise God. Say, when I praise God, things happen. Say, I'm going to praise God till heaven busts wide open. Say, I'm going to praise God till I get a breakthrough. Say, I'm going to praise God till I'm never the same again. Tell me, if you praise God, you'll get a breakthrough. Say, praising God breaks the yoke. Say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, it's just not a lot of noise, but it's a sanctified shout. Hallelujah. Say, yeah. Somebody say, yeah. Say, yeah. Say, I've been called to praise Him. Called to praise Him. Somebody praise the Lord with me. Red. One, two, three, red. Hey. Somebody tell them, I'm going to be blessed anyhow. If I can just get one to say it, yo. Amen. Come on now. I got to find somebody to agree with me. Amen. You're not going to bring me down. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. I didn't come here to get brought down. I came here to get lifted up and maybe lift somebody else up too. Amen. Say, I don't want to stay where I am. Amen. I want to go on. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Look at somebody and say, get up from where you are. Say, get up from where you are. Tell them, get up from where you are. You've been there too long. Tell them, get up from where you are. You've been there where you've been there much too long. Tell them. The Lord tell me to get, tell you to get up from where you are. You've been there much too long. It's time to move on. Hallelujah. Time to go higher in God. Hallelujah. So we say, thank you, Jesus. If you're ready to go, he'll take you. Amen. Glory to God. That power is right here, right now. You know that power is right here, right now to make the difference in your life. There's supernatural availability, power to you. There's supernatural provision available for you right now. All you got to do is say, hey, Lord, I'll receive it, and I'll walk in that way that you want me to walk. The door of the supernatural is open to you right now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, the door is open. God is knocking at the door of your heart. Tell you to come on over to the good side where good things happen, where great things happen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Say, I will not be bound. Hallelujah. That yoke will be broken off of my life. Say, I command it right now in the name of Jesus. You can be free if you want to be. Amen. The Bible says, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. That bondage, glory to God, that oppression, whatever it is that's been holding you captive and wearing your mind out, keeping you up at night, glory to God. Hallelujah. God says the anointing is here right now to change it, even now, if you submit and get into heaven and get into God and make a commitment, it'll never come back again. Hallelujah. It will never come back again, and he'll give you a brighter day. Yes, he will. He'll work it out for you. Amen. You just got to have that kind of faith. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Oh, I got to get out of this place tonight. You know, I just sometimes just want to run. Somebody say, amen. You just want to run. Somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, somebody be free. Who wants to be free? Who wants to be free? God wants to do more than that. He's only just begun. He's only just begun. Let him move. Let him move in your life. Let him move. The power of the Holy Ghost. That is your hallelujah. God doesn't want anything else, anybody else taking his place. He wants to be your all in all, in all in all, in all in all, all in all, the first place, center of your heart. You'll be the apple of his eye. Faith. He'll restore your joy. He'll restore your passion. He'll restore your anointing. Hear the Lord's voice, don't harden your heart. Just to say yes, just to give in, just to make it over. Walk in what you learn. Walk in what you learn. Walk in what you learn. You'll find it works. Just walk in what you learn. Walk in what you learn. Walk in what you learn. Excuse me. open the door. Open the door. God's telling me, tell you to open the door to the supernatural in your life. There's some things that only will be accomplished by supernatural intervention. Open the door to miracles. Open the door to provision. God's opening doors for you. You can walk out and walk into what He has. Everything will be alright. He's told you time and time again. Walk on in to what God has for you. Step on up, walk on in. I'll give you everything. For opening the door. You heard my voice. You heard my voice. And your heart said, "Here am I. Just in the nick of time." Expect a blessing. Expect a blessing. Get it in your mouth. 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 There have been some people that have been afraid to walk in the thing that God has for them. But God wants to break that fear right now. Say no more double-mindedness. Say no more double-mindedness. Say this is God. That fear in the name of Jesus is broken. Amen. Supernatural faith is going to rise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Brother Rex, that fear is going to be broken and supernatural faith is going to rise. You're going to start to hear the voice of God. Sometimes that voice is going to be almost audible. Hallelujah.
You that need a miracle in your family.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a miracle in their family. Amen. But God's going to give you a dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's going to make everything all right. Hallelujah. Somebody's got a problem that only the anointing of God can solve. Got a mess so big that there's only one thing for you to do. Somebody say, blow it up. I mean, it's so messed up you wouldn't know how to straighten it out. It's been screwed up for so long it needs a breakthrough from heaven. Amen. But God will come through that place if you want him to. You just seek the face of God, believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He'll do something like he did with Tracy. And greater than that, he'll send an anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. You just got to get on your face and pray for power. Amen. Pray for power big enough. They used to get it back there in 1901. Power of God would get a hold of some old devilish people, knock them on their butt. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have seen it. Hallelujah. Some of you got some people that you know that just need to have the hell knocked out of them. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And you got to say, come on by here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, send the Holy Ghost power. You know, he did that way back here in our country with Charles Finney, and those boys were walking in that kind of anointing. The anointing of God and the presence of God so strong in those boys' lives, they'd walk into towns and people would just go out under the power of the Holy Ghost. There was that much tangible presence of God. Amen. What happened to Saul? You know, nobody could talk him out of what he was doing. Amen. He had to have an encounter with the Holy Ghost that put him on his rear end. Amen. And he got up. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, send a light. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God, please do what you did for Saul. Say, do what you did to Saul. How many want to pray for that? I don't get nothing else. I might as well let y'all go home. Amen. But I just sense that by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, some of you got some stuff that's going to take a bomb to blow out. Amen. Hallelujah. You talked all you can talk, said all you can say, done all you can do. You just going to have to believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to forget those enticing words of man's wisdom and get into the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And say, God, I'm not going to get up from this floor. I'm not going to get up off my face. I'm not going to stop until you knock that person on their butt and straighten it out. They need a deliverance. Amen. That's what it is. But God can do it. But you got to stay there until they get it. Amen. Hallelujah. They stayed in the upper room long enough until God moved. Some say, God, I want you to move. Hallelujah. See, we've been thinking about them too much. Now, God's let me in on something. You've been praying for them to move, but God said, pray that he'd move. It's not worrying about them folk and thinking about when they're going to move on something. Amen. God said, pray that the Holy Ghost moves. It's for when the Holy Ghost moves, everything moves. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say, move, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Can start to confess that. Say, they can stay whatever way they want to, but I'm just going to pray that the Holy Ghost moves. Hallelujah. Move, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move, Holy Ghost. It'll make everything. Hey, hallelujah. It'll make everything all right. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, Jesse, it's yours. It's been yours for a while. I'm just trying to help him out a little bit. It's a little insight. Amen. Bible says the Spirit's been given to us. That verse that we've been reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, that we might know. Somebody say, know. Say that we might know the things that are freely given us. And one of the things you're freely given is a move of the Holy Ghost. You can pray and ask God to move, and he'll move on circumstance. But if you didn't know that, you wouldn't take it. God said, if you ask me to move, I'll move. The Bible said if we stop trying to do it ourselves and humble ourselves, my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Then they'll heal from heaven and God will heal their land.
Can stand, let's all stand. So heavy. It's heavy, isn't it? As the Holy Spirit's moving, we're going to take an offering. Just listen as to what the Holy Spirit would have you do and do it. You've heard teaching after teaching. Just follow the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in all that you do. It's amazing how God pulls things together when you just step out and obey Him. You might step out and obey Him in the area of finances, and He'll come through in the area of your family, or you'll step out in one area, and God, you just never know how God's going to do it. But as you step out and just listen to God,
hallelujah,
He does what you can't do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jesse, I just see a cloud over their head right now. I see the cloud of glory over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I just see the glory of God in this place right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's provision in this place right now. Hallelujah. There's a power in this place right now. It was here on Friday night, but the people wouldn't perceive it. Amen. They would, but somebody got a hold of it. Amen. But God said there are miracles in this place right now. The miracle. God said He supplies all your needs by His riches and glory. And that glory, the Shekinah glory, is in this place right now. If you just let it get a hold of you. Amen. If you just get a hold of it, it'll make everything all right. Hallelujah. There's a power in this place right now. You just, hallelujah. We'll let you go home without it if you want to. Glory to God. Amen. But if you just let it get a hold of you, it'll make everything all right. Your miracle's here right now. The miracle of God is in this place right now. The power of God is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Jesse, they're not going to mess with it. You just go on and do what they want to do. You just keep on going for those that can't hide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's doubt and unbelief, but God said you need to rebuke it and cause it to go right now in the name of Jesus and not allow it to steal what God's about to do for you. You need to curse that devil right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Curse that spirit of doubt in the name of Jesus. Don't let it steal your miracle. Don't let it steal your breakthrough. There's a breakthrough coming tomorrow. I'm going to tell you that right now in the name of Jesus. I'm here to prophesy to you. There's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough coming. Don't let the devil steal it from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha-ma-ma-ma-ha-ba-ha-ya. Thank you, Father. Yay, ha. But God says you got to let it get all over you. Yeah, you got to let Him do it His way. Yeah, man, on the other side, that thing will be broken. Glory to God. I prophesy a 24-hour deliverance. Hallelujah. I prophesy a 24-hour deliverance. That thing you're dealing with in 24 hours, that power is going to be broken. There's going to be a new day. Hallelujah. I speak it out right now in the name of Jesus. For those that have faith, glory to God, and let God get a hold of you, you're going to get a hold of a dose of the Holy Ghost, and that dose is going to have power to cause it to break in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance coming. Hallelujah. Deliverance is coming. Deliverance is coming. Somebody's phone's going to ring. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's working it out right now. God's working it out right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Something's happening right now. Glory. Something's turning around right now. Something's turning around right now. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I were by myself, I'd be shouting. Hallelujah. 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 All you gotta do is praise Him. Hallelujah. All you gotta do is praise Him. It's gonna be better than what the devil said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You made it, you made it, you made it, you made it, yeah, hallelujah, hey, not only you gonna come through blessed, you gonna come through blessed, 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 he's about to do in your business. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. If you receive it right now, he'll do it. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. You just cut that covenant and watch what God will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll make something for you. Hallelujah. He'll make a way out of no way. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. He's called you to walk in the supernatural. He's called you to be his chosen vessel. Yes, he has. Hallelujah.
Go on, what you're going on with.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you got faith to receive? Do you got faith to receive? Do you got faith to receive? Call down that blessing right now. Whatever you need, whatever you need, whatever you need, whatever you need, it'll be done even now, even now, even now, even now, even now. One of your enemies about to die. Glory to God. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about that spirit of fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lama no lusikihi. La papa ha sahaya. God's about to bring somebody out with a mighty deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. God's got a mighty deliverance available. But he wants to do it in a big way. He wants to do it in a big way. And you got to get in the spirit so you can see how he wants to do it. And get an agreement for it. Stop fighting with the Holy Ghost. God's telling me all these things he can do. He said, I can do this, but will they believe me? So that's what the anointing does to you. Gets you to the place where you can believe God. After y'all got up off of that parking lot floor on Friday night, you'd believe anything. See what the Holy Ghost does? See, people think it's just tonight. They got tore up so bad, we had to go pull by the apartment lot, didn't we? Since we had to go by the apartment lot where they live, we drove all the way from where we were on Friday night to go help get these women out of Crystal's car. The anointing of the Holy Ghost was so strong, we couldn't get them out of the car. Amen. Hallelujah. And every time we tried to get him out of the car, we'd get touched too. We were all rolling on the floor in that parking lot. Somebody thought, what did they get a hold of? Amen. Hallelujah. See, but that's what God wants to do to you. I'm here to tell you that by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm here to tell you that by the Holy Ghost. For you to receive what God's telling me right now, you won't have to be in that kind of spirit. Because you can't handle it, glory to God. You can't hang, glory to God. Hallelujah. And they went out that next day and got that. And it works. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I ain't getting nothing out of this but mad. Glory to God. Glory to God. Getting anything? Don't worry about these people. Don't want to get blessed then, brother. Y'all leave an offering and go if you have to. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I just sense the Holy Ghost wants to do something. Amen. Don't you leave me up here by myself, brother. Help me. Glory to God. So maybe you can help us. Can you?
Heard that scripture where Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, of course we know you can say to that mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it will be removed. But it says, nothing will be impossible to you. And when we hear these words like this, and we doubt whether or not whoever's prophesying or speaking is for real, or what they're saying is really from God, or they make it up. We spend so much of our time doubting and choosing not to believe, when if we just had a little bit of faith, they could be lying until they're blue in the face, but still nothing should be impossible to you. And so many of us are in the predicaments that we're in because we haven't learned to exercise our faith. truth is, God tries to get these messages to you over and over and over again. But until you step out in faith, you're not going to experience anything different. And you're going to go blaming the preacher, blaming the church, and blaming people of God, because nothing they ever told you came to pass. I'm telling you, if I gave you good news and made it up, if you put your faith to it, God would do it. You just stop worrying about other people and receive what God has for you. God is trying to tell you people, He wants to change things. This week, we just heard that there's a breakthrough tomorrow for somebody. And I believe that that's me. I don't know about you. Thank God for prophecy, and thank God for the Word of God. But I'm going to get my breakthrough, whether or not it was for me. I'm going to go ahead and get it anyway. Hopefully you'll get yours. I don't know who that word was for, but I receive it. And I'm not going to let that word do nothing in my life. I thank God for that. God wants to do something. And we can go, oh, we've been here service after service. And you know, God just never really did it for me. He just never really did it for me. We got to realize God already did it for you. He already did it. Everything that you prayed for, God's already done it. But our faith is what brings those things into manifestation. And a prophetic word, you already know this. A prophetic word is not to deliver you news that's a shock, but it's there to confirm something that God's already put in your heart. You may have not thought about it, but when you hear a prophetic word, it'll click because that's already in your heart. Chances are you've already prayed for it. God's just confirming it to help your faith out. Not because God hasn't done it, it's because God has done it, and He wants you to get your faith in line to receive it. God wants you blessed more than you want to be blessed. God wants you free more than you want to be free. God wants you and your family and everybody you know saved more than you want to be saved, and you want them to be saved. God sent His Son to die on a cross for these things to happen. Don't tell me God doesn't want you blessed. Don't tell me God doesn't want it. God wants it more than we can ever want it. And all we got to do is use a little bit of faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed. That's a small little amount of faith. It doesn't take a lot. It takes somebody to humble themselves, like the Word said this morning, as a child. And not try to analyze everything, but trust God. How many of you, when you were little children, if you went to church, always second-guessed the preacher? Ooh, I don't know if he's for real. You know, I don't know about that guy. How many of you did that when you were little children? No, you took everything because you trusted. And I realized that when God did a work in my life, it didn't matter what preacher was up there. I believed everything they had to say and got the best out of it. I trusted them. I wasn't critical. God can use anybody. If He can use a donkey, He can use a preacher. If we don't humble ourselves and get to that level... Just like a child, Bible says we won't enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because that's too easy for us. We got to have it complicated. We got to add all these things to it. The things of God are a lot simpler, even though they're deep. It's not that tricky. But we got to humble ourselves. And if God says do it, you just do it. You don't hesitate. You do it. And most of the time, it doesn't make sense. If you ask a little child to jump up and down, they're going to jump up and down. It's nothing. But we get sophisticated. Or maybe I should say sophisticated. And we like to do things our own way. And God just wants you to be like a child. God's not looking for any experts. There were experts and teachers of the law in the New Testament, but God didn't have a thing to do with them. They spent their entire life dissecting and studying the Word of God, transcribing the Word of God. But because they wouldn't humble themselves, they missed the whole boat. It's simple. Jesus said the prostitutes, the tax collectors, these people are going to enter into the kingdom of God ahead of you religious people. Why? Because it wasn't tricky for them. They had a problem and they needed God. And God met that need and solved that problem. And that was all there was to it. And there was nothing they would not give to God, because God set them free from things they never thought they'd be free from. It's simple. We all need God. None of us have it all together. I know I need God, and I need God to really help me in a big way. So I depend on God. I don't depend on myself. Some of us might have a little more together than I do. And you get it together enough, and you don't think you need God. I thank God that I have some weaknesses. I thank God I'm not perfect, because it reminds me every day of how much I need Him. And if God doesn't help me, then I'm going to be me. And I can't do you any good. All right? We need God. Depend on God. Exercise your faith. A word went forth tonight, whether or not you realize it, and that word was for you. And by you, I mean everybody in this room. You specifically, that word was for you. And whether someone else accepts it or rejects it, that word was for you. And I want you to take a hold of that word and don't let that word die. Expect something. I don't know what all you're believing for. I don't know what you have in front of you, what you've put to God, what you're asking God to do. But I want to tell you that that situation will change tomorrow if you'll exercise your faith. If you won't get into doubt, if you'll trust a little bit that there is such thing as a man of God and there is such a thing as a word from God, and God would do something like that for you. And I want you to accept it. I want you to accept it hook, line, and sinker, the whole thing, and step out on faith. Because you know it's going to happen. And God's already done it, but you will see the manifestation. I know what I'm believing for. I hope you're believing God for something. You know why? Because faith is the evidence. I'm sorry. Faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. The evidence of things unseen. So if you're not believing God for something that you don't see right now, chances are you're not operating in faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin, and without faith it's impossible to please God. So I hope that there's something that you're believing God for. And you know what? God wants to meet that need. And you know what? After that, there'll be something else. But whatever it is, just get that in front of your face. And just talk to that situation and tell that situation you're going to change. You need to talk to that thing. You have the authority. The word went forth and now it's in your court. You can do with it what you will. But I would encourage you to take authority over that situation and command it to change. Why? because you have authority. Does the devil have the right to make believers sick? No. Does he make believers sick? Yes. Why? Because he's a lawbreaker. But we have authority. We have authority and power to enforce what God has set up. But if you don't take authority over it, you're not going to see anything happen. The devil takes advantage of us in ways that we're not supposed to be taken advantage of. We need to exercise our authority. Stop waiting for something to happen for us and start to use the authority God's given you. I want so much for your stuff to change. Whatever it is, I know that some of the needs out there, there are things that I don't know, things you don't tell people maybe, but I love each and every one of you, and I would do anything to see that change. That's why I'm telling you the best thing I can tell you. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can have a breakthrough tomorrow. And I don't mean a little one, but a big one. Why? Because God spoke it, and I believe it. I receive it for me, I receive it for you. And I want you to know that I'm serious about this. I want you to be serious. I don't want you to settle for less. If it's money, if it's friends, if it's family, if it's you, whatever it is, God's already done it. How do you take a hold of it by faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want to grab a hold of this by faith, meditate on this word. Speak it to yourself. Make yourself hear it. And don't let go of it until it happens. Jacob wrestled with an angel. And how long did it take for that angel to bless Jacob? Trivia question. Anybody? Did it take a week? Did it take a year? It was one night he wrestled with an angel. He didn't let that angel go until he got his blessing. Don't let this word go until you get your blessing. Grab onto it. It belongs to you. Don't let the devil steal it. God doesn't want to play games with us. God's here to help us, but we have to know we have an enemy. There is a devil. He's real, and he's listening in on this conversation. He knows that God wants to do something from you, so he's already planning his attack. He's already planning how he's going to steal that word from you, and you can roll over and let him rob you blind again. You can stand up in the authority that God gave you and say, "No, devil, you're not taking this one. I'm not letting this word go until I have my breakthrough." Do we have that kind of faith? I don't care what it is, how big, small, or whatever. Don't let this go until you get it. If you don't need anything, then just pray, and then God will show you what it is you do need. Okay? But those of you that realize what you need, don't let go of this word. Hang on to it until it blesses you. That's what a word is supposed to do. Don't let it go until it blesses you. Can you receive that? You believe this stuff? You don't have to trust in me completely. In fact, you shouldn't. But you should trust in the ministry enough. And hopefully trust in me enough to believe that I'm sincere and that I'm serious about this. And trust in God enough to grab a hold of his promise. We need a breakthrough. Look around you for a second. If you don't have a need, I'm going to give you one. This church needs a breakthrough. We have a message to preach to this area. We have a light that needs to permeate the darkness around here. No one else is doing what we're doing here. God has us here for a reason and a purpose. To preach the gospel to people. And the gospel is good news. Gospel is good news. Jesus' ministry was about healing the sick, casting out devils, setting captives free. That's good news. And we have a gospel and a power You don't realize you praise God, you feel the anointing. You don't know what that power is meant to do. We have to get this out. So if you don't have a personal need, take this one on. That God would anoint you to take this out to the world and be a light. That your power would influence people. And that God's will for this church would be accomplished, and the attacks of the devil would subside, and that they wouldn't have an effect on what we're doing. Because the devil's busy. You know, he's busy. So pray for each other, believe for each other, believe for this church, and whatever your need is, believe for that, and watch it turn around. Watch it turn around. I promise you, if you take this by faith, nothing is impossible to you. If what I'm saying was a lie, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing's impossible to you. So if all of this wasn't true, nothing is still impossible to you if you have a little bit of faith, all right? But it is true, and it's here to encourage you and confirm what God is doing in your life. And there is an anointing and power to make this thing happen. I'm just trying to encourage you. Hope I'm not making anybody mad or upset. I don't know. I'm just trying to communicate to you what the Holy Spirit's communicating to me. It's good, isn't it? God is so good, and we have no idea. We beat ourselves up because we refuse to do it God's way. We struggle because we're rebellious and we refuse to do it God's way. If you'd humble yourself as a child and yield, you'd realize how much God loves you, because the manifestations of what he's done for you will start to happen. We don't know how much God loves us because we refuse to allow ourselves to experience God's love and the manifestation of it. But God loves you more than you could ever imagine. I just want to help you learn to accept that. But we're going to take an offering, and you know, in an anointing like this and in a time like this, God will usually ask you to do something, and it might not be in the area of finance, but maybe there's somebody here that God's moving on you in that area. I tell you, faith always takes obedience. If God's not speaking to you in the area of finance, maybe he's speaking to you in the area of being a little bit bolder about your witness. Maybe he's speaking to you in the area about not being afraid and stepping out. Whatever. God, faith will always calls you to take action. But we're about to take an offering, so if God's ministering to you in the area of finance, I want you to take advantage of that and not miss out. But I hope God's speaking to you something. I just want to give you the opportunity to flow and be obedient. Please don't think I'm trying to talk you into something, because it won't work. If you say, oh, Brother Jesse got me tonight, I better really up it tonight, that won't work. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to do what God leads you to do. But be open to what God has you to do. We need a breakthrough. We all do. So be open this week. Be open today. And don't put off tomorrow what you should do today. Don't think this word will come back tomorrow. Don't let go of it till you get blessed. Amen? It's offering time. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Have your seed ready. Just raise it in the air. If you don't have anything, lift your hands. Participate in faith. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care where you've been or where you're at. He wants to help you to get where he's got you, got for you to go. So participate in this thing by faith and watch God do what you could never do. Hallelujah. Lord, we come together in faith, Father. Lord, we know that your word says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that nothing is impossible for us. Father, we want to take hold of these impossible situations right now, these difficult, stubborn situations. Father, we grab a hold of them by faith right now in Jesus' name, and we command these things to be done that you've told us. Father, the promises that you've provided, we command them to be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, we don't receive anything less. We don't let this word go without blessing us. But we hold on and we grab a hold of it. Oh. When the Bible says receive the Holy Ghost, that receive means to catch. You got to catch the things of God. You got to grab a hold of them. You got to be opened in order to catch. You can't be closed. Catch. God's got it. Catch it. We catch these things right now and we grab a hold of them. Lord, I'm believing that nobody in here will leave without their breakthrough. Lord, I'm believing for everybody, every situation here, Father, for a supernatural breakthrough. Lord, whatever it is that they need and they've put before you, we're not letting it go until it happens, Father. We grab a hold of the word until it blesses us. Father, I pray for everyone that stepped out in faith in the area of finance and in giving tonight. Lord, I pray for a quick turnaround. I pray, Lord, that the windows of heaven would begin to bust wide open on their behalf, that money would come to them from every direction. Oh, Father, thank you, God. Thank you for more than enough. You are El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. I thank you, Lord, for that supernatural provision that doesn't just meet the need, but gives us more than enough. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we honor you and we bless you with this offering. And Lord, we pray that it does all that you've commissioned it to do, and that it would be pleasing to you. We know, Father, that there is such a thing as an offering that's not pleasing to you. Father, we know in the Word that Cain did give an offering that was not pleasing to you. We know that Ananias and Sapphira gave an offering that was so unpleasing to you that they died. So, Father, we pray and we walk in obedience, Lord, and we step out that this offering would be pleasing to you, Father, that it would be what you require of us tonight. We withhold nothing from you, God. Everything we have is yours. Thank you, Father, for letting us be stewards of your life, of your money, of your resources on this earth. And we're faithful with it, Father. And we bless you tonight. We worship you and we honor you, Lord. And we thank you for all the goodness and all the wonderful things that you've done for us, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Just raise your hands to him and worship him. Father, we love you. We praise you, God. You are awesome. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's here, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you've been faithful and you've never let us down. Faithful to meet our needs, service after service, day after day, week after week. And we don't take it for granted. We know that this could be our last service with you. And we don't take it for granted. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Lord, I pray that everything that you wanted to do tonight, you have been able to do. I pray that we haven't hindered you from doing one thing you've wanted to do, Father. And if we have, convict us and help us not to do that anymore, Father. Help us to yield to your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Have your perfect way, Lord, at our expense in this place tonight, God. any need that needs to be met, Father. Lord, I pray that you be able to do whatever necessary to take care of that, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We love you. And we give to you our very best, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. You may bring your tithes and offerings up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Forget the word. Keep it fresh. And I was trying to tell somebody earlier, devil will use people to try to place doubt and unbelief in your heart. Learn to tell people to be quiet, kindly, and in love. Don't let anything steal the word. But I want you to go home and be blessed. And I don't want to see you again the same way. All right? We are an equal opportunity. This is an equal opportunity anointing. We all have equal opportunity to be blessed. God's no respecter of persons. Amen. If God can bless me, he can bless you. Believe me. All right? Go home and be blessed in Jesus' name. And when you get blessed, bless somebody else. All right? You may go. Hallelujah.
Tell Rick she'll take these ladies home and you get the blessing.